弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，终于回家了。
I give thanks to my Lord. Finally, I come home.
也感谢主，让我有再一次机会能够跟弟兄姐妹有点交通。
I give thanks to the Lord that I have this opportunity to share with brothers and sisters again.
其实，当时间越近的时候，心里真的是很战惊恐惧。
It's when the time approaches, my heart has a lot of fears.
一方面因为很久没有有这样的交通的机会。
Since it has been a long time that I haven't had this opportunity to share with you guys.
那一方面，我也深深感觉到在末世的时候，神真的有很重的心意要向他的儿女们能够说话。
And another thing is, at the end of days, I truly feel that God has this very heavy word to speak to each one of us.
所以但愿每一次我们能够还有机会聚集在一起的时候，
So every time we have this opportunity together,
我们真的很好好的要向主求，
We truly want to ask our Lord.
因为这一次也许就是我们最后一次能够听主话的机会。
Because it might be the last time we listen to God's words.
这不是悲观的话。
It's not pessimistic.
但是这是一个很积极的态度。
It is a very aggressive attitude.
因为在末世，我们真的不知道我们还有多久的时间能够享受主这样的供应，这样的同在。
Because at the end of days, I do not know how much time we still have to enjoy God's grace and mercy.
但愿我们把腰束起来。
May we tie our waist.
我们耳朵也能够明亮起来。
May we brighten our ears.
我们开始前有点祷告。
And before we start, we have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们知道你已经恩待我们。
That we know you have mercy on us.
你还要再恩待我们。
That you are going to have more mercy on us.
我们把这一点的时间交在你的手中。
And we give this a little bit fine time onto your hands.
主啊，我们真的需要向天上仰望。
That we truly need to look up to heaven.
求主从天而降。
That may you come down from heaven above.
主啊，你的话能够扎扎实实的进入我们的心中。
That your word can truly stick in our hearts.
让我们这个人被你点醒。
That we can wake up by you.
主啊，我好叫我们知道时间不多。
That may we know that the time is not that much left.
我们可以快跑来跟随你。
That we can run fast toward you.
纪念你的百姓在这里聚集的时间。
I remember your people during this gathering time.
圣灵大大的在我们当中运行做工。
And may the Holy Spirit move greatly among us.
人的话很有限。
That our people's words are limited.
但是当我们在这里等候你的时候，
But when we wait upon you,
我们深信主啊，你的大能，你的工作在我们当中，那是无限的。
That we truly believe your grace and your work in us are infinite.
所以我们在这里等候。
Lord, we wait upon you.
我们请主，请说。
Lord, we ask you, you speak.
仆人们静听。
That we will listen.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In your name I pray.
阿门。
阿门。
所以我们先打开圣经，我们读一段的经节，在约翰福音。
Let's open up our scripture and I read a passage. It is in the book of John.
约翰福音十三章。
It's in the chapter 13 of the book of John.
我们读第一节到十七到十七节。
We will read from verse 1 to verse 17.
这是大家都很熟悉的一段经节。
This is a passage that each one of us are very familiar of.
说到主耶稣为门徒洗脚的这段故事。
It talks about the story that Jesus washed his disciples' feet.
大部分包括我自己，我以前听过或者读到的时候，我都直觉的就想到这是彼此相爱、彼此服侍的故事。
Most of us, including myself, intuitively we feel that this is a story about loving each other and supporting each other.
但是我想， 当我在这里默想当中，我觉得这里面的讯息可能不止这样。
But when I think it deeper, I feel the message is not only this.
因为只有在约翰福音有记载这一段故事。
Because only in the book of John it describes this story.
我们知道约翰他是捕网的。
And we know John, who's the one who sold the nets.
所以他的服事里面呢，好像在教会当中有一个捕网的这样一个功能。
So in his ministry, in his service, we know that he has the function of sowing the nets.
我们知道当我们的主升上高天之后，圣灵降下来，教会诞生以后。
Like we know our Lord, once after he returned to heaven, and when the Holy Spirit come upon his people.
那教会一开始，但是好像没有多久的光景，我们知道教会就开始产生很多的祸口。
At the beginning of church, and we know not long afterward that there are a lot of holes in the ministry.
约翰呢？是十二个使徒里面最后走的一位。
That John was the last disciple, apostle that passed away.
所以他很多讯息里面呢，特别在像约翰福音里面跟其他四福音里面，有些不太一样。
So in his message, that there were few things different than from the other books.
不是说跟主耶稣讲的话不一样。
It's not that the words he spoke to Jesus.
而是他的话里面很多都好像补足了之前有些没有完全的地方。
It feels like a lot of his words supplement the incompleteness from other books.
所以我加上前一阵子有机会读四福音合参的 Harmony of Four Gospels。
Earlier, I had this opportunity to read the harmony of four gospels.
所以我就特别注意到，在约翰福音里面，就是其他福音书没有记载的。
And I realized, in the book of John, in other books, that they did not describe.
所以我神在我这里面好像也向我说一些话，让我觉得，这一段的记载里面。是蛮有意思的。
It feels like God spoke to me that this story right here has a lot of meaning to it.
所以我们今天就利用这一点的时间，我们对这一段主向门徒所说的所做的，我们有一点思想。
So during this little time that we will think what Jesus did and said to his disciples.
我现在来念给大家听。
And I will read for you.
十三章第一节，逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
Chapter 13, verse 1. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in this world,He now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet.Drying them with a towel that was wrapped around him.
第六节，哀悼西门彼得，彼得对他说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？” 耶稣回答说：“我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。”彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。”西门彼得说：“主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。”耶稣说：“凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。”耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说你们不都是干净的。
Verse 6. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus replied, You do not realize now that what I am doing, but later you will understand. No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, Unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Then Lord, Simon Peter replied, Not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. Jesus answered, A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you. For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean.
十二节，耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说：我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错。我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。我实实在在地告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
Verse 12. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.
通常我们读这里的时候就想到说，这个彼此洗脚这个故事，我们要洗弟兄们的脚，能够借着彼此洗脚，好像那个爱能够互相的供应。
Usually when we read the story, it reminds us when we wash our brother's feet, that through this love, that we can serve each other.
的确是，我们也知道在圣经里面，提到很多地方叫我们要彼此相爱。
Rightly so, that in a lot of places in the scripture, it mentioned to us that we have to love each other.
那彼此相爱的方式有很多很多种。
And there are many ways for us to love one another.
彼此洗脚是其中一种。
And wash each other's feet is one of them.
但是主在这里特别在逾越节之前，我们也知道这是主要被钉十字架之前最后一个逾越节。
But here before the Passover, that we know this is the very Passover before he was put on the cross.
所以这段故事里面呢，除了说借着彼此洗脚。有彼此相爱的实际。
So through this story, we know that we wash each other's feet in this reality.
那在洗脚，为什么主要用洗脚这个事情来提出来？这是不是还有一些更深的意义在里面
？So what did the Lord want to reveal us through this story of washing each other's feet? Is there a deeper meaning to it?
在我们刚才读的经节里面，在第十节
，that the scriptures we earlier read in verse 10，
因为那时候主耶稣洗到彼得的时候，彼得一开始好像说跟主说不要这样做，他好像承受不起一样。
Now we can see when Jesus came and washed Simon Peter's feet, and he said no, that he could not bear this burden.
但是主跟他说，如果你不让我洗，你就跟我没有份。
But the Lord told him that If I don't wash your feet, you have no part with me.
所以彼得说，哇，这么严重啊！那就不单单洗脚了，洗了脚就有份的话，那所以他说全身都洗的话，那可能跟主的关系或者是跟主的这个更好了。
And Peter said, wow, such a serious matter that not only you need to wash my feet, but you need to wash my whole body so we can have a better relationship with you.
因为别人他看到主洗别人就洗了脚而已。
Because he saw that when he washed other people, he only washed their feet.
那我如果多洗一点，我可能比别人更好啊。
So if I have a little bit more, then I probably have better parts.
彼得他的心思是很单纯的啊。
And his heart was very pure.
但是呢，在第十节主说，凡洗过澡的，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。
But in verse 10, Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet; his whole body is clean."
这边讲到干净
，and here it says cleanness.
所以我想主在这里还有一个意思，除了说。要求借着他做门徒的榜样，让弟兄姐妹们能够彼此洗脚之外
，And I think there's another meaning to it. Besides, he has to set an example for others that brothers and sisters can wash each other's feet.
这个洗脚的动作有洁净的意思。
That this action has a deeper meaning of purification.
他这里讲说，凡洗过澡的，其实提到一点，所有愿意接受耶稣基督成为他救主的，被主的宝血洗过的，这个人是洁净的。
And he has this point mentioned. He said, a person who has had a bath, that when you've been purified by our Lord, when you've been saved by our Lord, you are clean.
但是他又说你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。
But he said, you are clean, but not every one of you.
其实这里有两个意思在。
And here there are two meanings to this sentence.
一个指的是个人的。
One points to individual.
一个指的是团体的。
And one points to the corporate.
我们知道团体的指的就是教会。
And we know when he mentioned corporate, it means church.
当我们这个人接受耶稣基督成为救主，我们被主的宝血洁净之后，在神的眼中，我们是干净的。
And when we know that when we accept Lord as our Savior, when we've been purified by His blood, we are clean before His eyes.
不是因为我们做了什么事能够讨神的喜悦，他觉得我们洁净，而是这个血，当神看见这个血的时候。他就越过去了，他就视为洁净的。
It's not what we have done, it's when he saw this blood that he passed over and he saw we are clean.
这很重要。
It is very important.
所以为什么这里主等于是也再一次提醒彼得，让他知道他已经得着救恩了，所以他不需要全身再洗一次。
So the Lord here, he reminds Peter that you already received his saving grace. You do not need to be washed all over again.
但为什么又说又不都是洁净的呢
？But why he said that though not each one of you is clean?
我们知道我们得救之后，我们这个人还在这个地上。
We know that once we've been saved, that we are still on this earth.
所以我们这个脚呢，跟这个地是连在一起的。
So our feet will connect to this earth.
地代表这个世界。
Earth means this world.
所以我们每天踩在这个地上。
So we have to step on this earth on a daily basis.
我们跟这个地上有很多的沾染。
That we are being contaminated by this earth.
大家如果对圣经那个背景有稍微了解的时候，我们知道，在当时候，甚至现在，在那个迦南地那边，当时的人穿的都是像拖鞋、草鞋这种。
If you know some backgrounds of the scripture, that back then, even now, that people in the land of Canaan all wear the sandals.
所以呢，外面都是风沙。
So outside there are winds and dirt.
你在外面走一圈，脚都脏了。
That out there you walk around and your feet were dirty.
都是沙土。
at old dirts.
那我们知道呢，当主人要请客人来家中的时候，那从外面进来最脏的地方是哪里？
But when the master invites his guest to his house, what are the dirtiest part in his whole body?
就是脚。
It's a feet.
所以呢，进来之后呢，每一个人都要洗脚。
So when a guest comes into the house, that everybody has to wash his feet.
在中东那边呢，如果比较稍微家庭好一点的，那主人他们家里面进门呢，他们地上呢，当然不像我们现在是地砖地板，他们铺的是地毯。
So in the Middle East, that if a family is more affluent, that they don't have tiles, they have carpet.
所以他们进去之后呢，就要坐在这个地上。
So once they enter into the house, they have to sit on the floor.
那你要是一大堆人脚都是泥巴的话，都是土的话，走进去，那以后也不用坐了。
So if you have a lot of people who were sitting there have old dirt on their feet, that you don't there won't be any places to sit afterward.
所以要把脚洗干净是蛮重要的。
So it is rather important to wash one's feet.
所以为什么我们的主用这个洗脚来提醒我们洁净的重要？
So the Lord reminds us with the stories of washing feet to emphasize the importance of purification.
今天我们在这个地上也一样。
But today on this world we are the same.
我们是洁净的。
We are clean.
但是我们每天生活在这个世界里面。
But every day we live in this world.
我们跟这个世界有接触。
And in this world, we have contact.
我们很容易沾染这个世界的污秽。
That we are very easily being contaminated by the dirt of this earth.
不是我们故意要让我们变得污秽。
It's not like we did this on purpose that we wanted to be contaminated.
但是我们在这个地上自然就会被沾染到。
But on this earth, that automatically we will be contaminated by this world.
我想大部分人这边有工作上班的人就有这个经验。
I think most of us, if you have experience of work, that you know.
你在工作当中
，that are your work.
同事们常常会讲一些不是很恰当的话，不是很该听的话。
That among the colleagues, that we often spoke something very inappropriate.
这你不能制止别人不讲。
That you really cannot prevent other people from speaking.
甚至我们自己有时候也会说。
Many times even ourselves we speak as well.
因为我们跟这地上人，我们要有接触嘛。
Because we need to have connection with the with these people from the world.
所以我们跟着我们的同事一起抱怨我们的老板。
So with our colleague we complain of our bosses.
抱怨我们的公司。
We complain of our company.
哎呀，我们老板这个今年又拿了多少钱？结果呢，公司弄得那么烂，现在要裁员，就倒霉的是我们。
And we complain that, how much money our boss makes this year, and now it's time for layoff, and I'm the one who's been laid off.
我们都觉得很委屈。
And we feel very bad.
我们在学校也一样。
Also at our school, it's the same.
如果我们自己真的是摸着我们自己的心，好好想想我们曾经说过的话。
Now, if we really know our heart, for the things we have spoken in the past.
我们在人面前说的好话比较多呢，还是说抱怨闲这些闲言闲语比较多呢
？Do we say more good things or we say more gossips?
我们跟同学也是啊。哦，抱怨老师，这个管这个管那个。
And also, it also happens among our classmates, among our friends. We complain of teachers that he did this and he did that.
然后我们跟这个讲说，不要跟他玩，不要跟他玩，因为他们都不好。
And we tell this person, do not play with that person, do not play with that person because he's no good.
那我们也在研究院里面，我们也抱怨我们的老教授，这个既然给的钱又少，然后要求的工作又多。
Maybe in our graduate school, we complain our professors that he gave so little money, but he asked for so much.
我们有很多这样的话。
Many times we have spoken this kind of words.
这都是因为我们的脚站在这个地上。
That's because our feet stood on this earth.
我们不要忘记, 虽然我们得救了, 但是呢, 我们是一个蒙恩的罪人。
But not to, please do not forget, although we were saved, but we were sinners saving by grace.
我们每一个人都是堕落过的人。
That each one of us had, were corrupted once.
所以我们得救了, 但是我们还有这个肉体, 这个血气在。
Although we were being saved, but we still have this, this human flesh with us.
所以当我们这个肉体跟这个地一连接的时候呢, 这些现象很容易就出来了。
But once our flesh connects to this earth, that all these phenomena came out.
所以我刚才一开始我说很高兴回家啊。
And at the beginning, I told you that it's very good to come home.
因为我在外面跑了很久。
Because I have been away for a long time.
我的两脚一定很脏啊。
And both my feet are, should be very dirty by now.
我实在需要被洗脚。
I really need to have my feet washed.
因为我知道我这个人。
Because I know a person like me.
我们每一个人其实都差不多。
That each one of us are very similar.
所以主为什么要在他最后要走之前, 他好像把这个事情摆出来, 而且他亲自做一个榜样, 帮门徒们洗脚。
That the Lord right before he left this earth, that he set this example that he has to wash his disciples' feet.
We know this is a very serious matter.
We know this is a very serious matter. If we do not wash our feet,
我们怎么回家呢?
How can we go home?
所有蒙恩得救的人, 我们就是要回家。
And all of us were being saved, right? We want to go home eventually.
要回到父神的家,
we want to go back to our God Father's house.
所以我们在地上的时候,
so when we were on this earth,
这个洗脚的动作是很重要的。
That is action of washing one's feet is very important.
但是彼此洗脚真的有这么容易吗?
But washing one another's feet, is this really easy?
我想不太容易啊。
I do not think so.
今年我再有一次机会去以色列。
And this year I had this opportunity to go to Israel.
我们本来当中有安排就是我们试着吃逾越节的晚餐。
Originally we had this plan that we want to enjoy the Passover feast.
然后呢,我们也试着安排有这一段表演。
And we also try to have a performance out from this passage.
彼此洗脚。
That we wash, we could wash each other's feet.
那逾越节的晚餐呢, 最难安排的就是12个门徒里面哪一个做犹大。
And the hardest part of making this to a performance is who wanted to be Judas.
其中被选上的, 这些选上的12个门徒呢, 其实都是很认真的, 很追求的, 因为他们都在这个过程里面呢, 他们, 就是非常表现非常良好的。
And all these 12 chosen characters, that they were actually behaving very good because they know what they know what they are, they know what to do.
所以呢, 因为大家都很认真, 所以我们就做了两桌, 有24个门徒。
And because everyone wants to participate, so there are 24 of us among two tables.
那其中一桌就是要按照这个门徒的这个次序来做。
And one table we want to have the order of disciples, of apostles who are sitting around.
我感谢主,有人真的愿意谦卑下来,他自愿当犹大。
And I give thanks to our Lord that one person who's willing to humble himself and want to be Judas.
解决我们蛮头痛的问题。
And solve a very, very difficult problem.
但更头痛的问题是彼此洗脚。
And another difficult issue is that we will have to wash each other's feet.
因为有人愿意洗, 但是大部分人都不太, 就是不太愿意被洗。
Although some people are willing to wash others, but we don't want to be washed by others.
因为那感觉是蛮奇怪的。
But the actually feeling was quite rather strange.
当然一方面可能大家比较客气一点。
And probably we are very polite to each other.
但这让我在里面真的有一些思想。
But I at that time I really thought,
当主他弯下腰来, 他帮门徒洗脚的时候，你看看彼得的反应。
That we saw when Lord bowed down and pay attention to the reaction of Simon Peter.
没错，彼得是因为主应该在他之上，他觉得哎呀不应该这样子。
Yeah, it is right. Peter thought that Lord was above him, that he shouldn't do that.
但是还有一层看不见的意思在里面。
But there was another deeper meaning to this.
当主要洗他脚的时候，主就看见他脚有多脏了，对不对
？That we, when Lord Jesus wanted to wash Peter's feet, that he could tell how dirty Peter's feet were.
我在想哦，今天如果有一个很有爱心的弟兄或姐妹要洗我的脚
，I'm thinking that if today there's a loving brother who wants to wash my feet.
我可能也不敢给他洗。
And maybe I don't want him to do it.
因为我的脚那么脏，就给他看到了。
Because my feet were really dirty, and he will see it.
因为肉体就是什么？我喜欢我的这个什么？这是什么？面子。
Because how fast we like to save our face.
今天有时候我们在地上有沾染的时候
，That today we're being contaminated by this earth.
我们也知道
，But we also know.
但是因为面子的问题
，But because we want to save our face.
我们宁可拒绝不去面对它。
And we prefer to reject, not to face this.
免得别人看到。
And we want to prevent this from seen by other people.
所以我们就好像没有机会把我们就是沾染的这个脚洗干净。
So therefore, we don't have this opportunity to let other people wash our feet.
面子是最讨厌的问题。
Saving face is a very annoying problem.
所以主耶稣这里讲到说，我们要彼此洗脚。
So when Lord Jesus mentioned here that we have to wash one another's feet,
这不是单方面的问题。
It's only from one aspect.
今天我们听到主的吩咐，主的教训了。
That today we listen to His teaching and His commandments.
我们愿意顺服。
That we are willing to obey.
哦，我谦卑下来。
That we want to humble ourselves.
我服侍我的弟兄。
I want to serve our brothers and sisters.
我要服侍我的姐妹。
I want to serve my sisters.
结果呢
？And what's the result?
我可能不一定能够有机会洗我弟兄或姐妹的脚。
And maybe I won't be able to have this opportunity to wash my brother's or my sister's feet.
其实被洗的也是要谦卑。
And actually, the one who is being washed needs to humble as well.
所以这里这个故事听起来很容易，但是真的要做起来，其实不是这么容易。
So although this story seems to be very easy, but actually if you want to turn to practical sense, it may not be that easy.
特别是我们那个表演又是在大家的面前。
And especially a performance we had was before everyone.
所以后来那个表演就取消了。
And at the end we canceled the performance once for all.
这真的不容易。
It wasn't really easy.
主要我们彼此洗脚。
The Lord wants us to wash each other's feet.
在就是在那个彼此相爱的最基本的原则之下
It is one of the most basic principles.
我们这个人还能够谦卑的下来
That we can humble ourselves.
我们可以说哦，我们要彼此相爱
That we can say we have to love each other.
但是我们是否也真能够谦卑下来，能够面对弟兄姐妹在我们身上，因着主的爱，在我们身上的工作呢
？But is it so that we can truly humble ourselves that the Lord's grace can reveal in His word?
刚才提到我们这一个人都是堕落过的人。
And I mentioned earlier, each one of us were corrupted once before.
所以，我们这个罪人这个事实呢，这个是很明显的。
So the fact of us being sinners was very obvious.
当我们在面对这样的事情的时候，我们要清楚看见我们是一个罪人。
So when we encounter things like this, we have to be very clear that we are the sinners.
我这次在国内跑了一下，跑了一阵子。
And recently, I spent some time in China.
不知道大家知道最近最热门的话题在国内是什么？
I'm not sure if you realize what is the hottest topic from our mainland right now.
奥运的金牌吗
Is it the gold medal from the Game of Olympics?
本来是,
originally it was. But it faded away very quickly.
最近最热门的是那个毒奶粉的事。
And the hottest topic nowadays is the poison milk.
结果我的一个客户，在国内的一个客户跟我说。
And one of my clients from China told me that.
他说，我听了有点哭笑不得啊。And
once I heard this, I don't know how to react.
他说，什么都是假的。And
he told me that everything is fake.
只有骗子是真的。It's
only lie is real.
但是我想到这个，我们是大家这边哈哈大笑之后，但是我又想到。 其实呢，在圣经上就有说了。And
after you laughed about it, but I remember it mentioned the Bible.
一个义人都没有。There
was no one who is righteous.
神他查看全地。That
the Lord looked everyone.
就在我们当中一样。Like
among us.
一个义的都没有。There
was no one who is righteous.
只有罪人。It's
only sinners.
所以我们知道我们这个人是多么的败坏。So
we know how corrupt we are.
这提醒到我，为什么主要这么在最后这样一个时刻里面，把这样的一个教训摆在我们当中。And
this reminds me that at the end of days, why did Jesus put his teaching among us?
他知道我们这个罪人，如果跟这个地一旦连在一起。That
he knew us sinners once we are connected to this world.
我们这个人还是会逐渐败坏的。That
we will still be slowly corrupted.
我们被这个地上这个世界受的污染、受的影响，哇，那个简直会超乎我们所想象的。That
the influence, the pollution from this world is way exceed our expectation.
所以他要我们彼此洗脚。So
therefore, he wants us to wash each other's feet.
我很感谢主，今天一来到聚会当中。
I'm very grateful once I came to this gathering this morning.
当一祷告的时候，我就里面好像被就有这样的一个感觉，这样感动，好像神的灵就这样充满我一样。And
when I start my prayer, that we feel this Holy Spirit that fill me completely.
就变得比较释放。That
I was being released.
因为我是真的有点战惊恐惧。
Because I was actually really fearful earlier.
一方面刚刚回来,
first of all, I just returned.
一方面又很久没有这样交通的机会.
Secondly, for a long time, I haven't had this opportunity to share.
我都不知道如果来讲台上面讲的自己那个是不是会不会语无伦次.
I do not know if I stand up on the podium whether my words are going to make sense.
但是借着弟兄姐妹们的祷告，在诗歌里面，
but through brothers and sisters' prayer and through the hymns,
我好像也被洗过一样。
It feels like I've been washed.
洗脚就是在这个意义就在这个地方。
Washing the feet, the meaning is right here.
有时候我们跟弟兄姐妹 聚在一起的时候，我们真的会讲一些不恰当的话。
And many times when we fellowship with brothers and sisters, we often say something inappropriate.
也许今天聚完会回家了以后，跟几位弟兄姐妹我们聚在一起吃饭。
And maybe today after we gone home, that when we have meals with brothers and sisters,
那个话题开始了。
And the topic will divert.
今天那个叶弟兄讲的，这个怎么这么简单呢？
And toward that, you see, Brother Ye, today's his sermon was so simple.
这我自己读一读就好了。
That I even understand once I read it.
就这么17节经文可以讲一个钟头。
It's only verse 17 verses, and he could speak for an hour.
哇，开始讲了，对不对？
And then, conversation start from there.
这时候，其实圣灵要帮助我们，提醒我们，我们要彼此洗脚。
And but at this time, the Holy Spirit needs to remind us we have to wash one another's feet.
有时候为什么我们对聚会或者是对弟兄姐妹有一些灰心呢？
And why do we be depressed that for other gatherings?
我们也许看着环境，觉得哎呀，这个地方我不太满意，那个地方 又说不过去，所以好像我们也不能做什么，所以我们好像很灰心。
And many times we feel that that the atmosphere, the environment is not what we need, so we have often been depressed by that.
甚至有时候灰心到，哎呀，我聚会也不太想来了。
And many times to a point that I don't want to come to the gatherings anymore.
这时候最需要就是我们要彼此洗脚。
And at this time, the most important thing is we have to wash each other's feet.
当把我们这个沾染，当把这个肉体这些东西，我们在洗的里面，我们能够重新抬头仰望我们的主。
That from this process of washing, that we can raise our head and look upon our Father again.
因为当我们看环境的上面，我们真的没有什么好话的。
So, you know, when we look at the daily things, there are really not too much we can boast about.
因为我们周遭的人，不管是弟兄姐妹，他们也不一定什么事情都跟我有相同的意见，什么事情都认为我是对的。
That even among brothers and sisters, they often have different opinions from me. They often don't agree with what I said.
甚至有人甚至反对我，可能还很激烈。
And sometimes they even have very strong opinions against me, and comes to that.
所以当我们看这些环境的时候，我们真的是会很灰心。
So when we see all these environments, we are often being depressed.
我们就开始抱怨。
Therefore, we start to complain.
像以色列人一样。
Just like Israelites.
当他们要出埃及的时候，很高兴，终于要脱离这个法老的手。
As they exit from Egypt, they were very joyful that finally they will have this chance to get out from the Pharaoh's hands.
法老压榨他们，他们那个烧砖，连烧砖的材料都不给他们。
And the Pharaoh tortured them that when they burn these bricks, they don't even have a material to do it.
他们很高兴，哎呀，终于好像要被拯救出来一样。
They are full of joy that they've been relieved by this.
而且并且一路上看着神的那个神迹，神的恩典在他们身上很清楚很显明。
And along the way they saw these miracles that were so obvious.
十个神迹还不够吗？
That the 10 miracles are they enough?
他们要过红海，那个神迹还不够吗？
That the opening of Red Sea wasn't that miracle enough?
但是我们也读这些故事的时候，我们也很稀奇。
But when we read the stories, we are often amazed.
他们一过了红海以后，没有多久。
Once they came across the Red Sea, not long after that.
没有水了。
There was no water.
什么东西出来了？
And what came out?
不是水出来的，是抱怨出来了。
It's not water that came out, it was a complaint.
他们不是说先说感谢的话。
They did not say the thanksgiving words first.
抱怨先出来。
But the complaints come out first.
这不是我们的光景吗？
Is this what we are today?
我们天天享受主的恩典。
Every single day we experience His grace.
我们若从微小的事情来看，真的主的恩典在每一个人身上是那么的奇妙，那么的真实。
From a very minor detail, we can see how amazing this grace is for each one of us. It's so real.
我们还想想看，我们当我们在受尽做见证的时候，我们说出从我们亲自从我们嘴巴说出神在我们身上那奇妙恩典的时候，但是当我们说抱怨话的时候，实在是我们很难想象是同一个人。
Now when we were being baptized, when we gave testimonies.These amazing things came out from mouth. It's very different from the time, the one when we complained.
难道就是这么因为一个弟兄误会我，然后我就这样子吗？
Is this because of one brother who misunderstood me, so I became like this?
难道就是因为我看见这个事情做的不合我的意思，我就无法忍受吗？
Is this when things don't go my way that I couldn't tolerate?
这就是我。
It is me.
所以以色列人在旷野那个故事，就是我们现在的故事。
So the stories of Israelites in the desert represent our experience today.
他们一开始抱怨，但是神还是蛮有怜悯，蛮有忍耐。
When they start to complain, but the Lord still has mercy and grace and patience.
他们一再抱怨，神就一再忍耐。
Every time they complain, every time the Lord is patient toward them.
但是我们在主的手中，我们的生命也是要长大的。But
in Lord's hands, our life will grow up.
当神把十诫颁下来以后，
like when God gave His people the Ten Commandments,
律法下来了以后，
when the decree came, when the law came,
他们后面在抱怨，
and they complain in the background,
就不一样了。
And this, it was quite different.
这是给我们一些借镜。
And it's like a mirror to us.
所以洗脚呢， 也是彼此我们在这里提醒。
So washing each other's feet is a good reminder.
当我开始对环境上面开始抱怨嘛，
When I complain about the things that are around me,
为什么我做的事情都不顺利呢？
That how come the things do not go my ways all the time?
为什么我的工作，我们公司又开始裁员了呢？
How come our company start to lay off people again?
为什么绿卡一直办不下来呢？
How come my permanent residence still do not come?
当我们开始有这些的时候， 弟兄姐妹们，彼此，我们要彼此来洗脚。
And when something like this happens on us, that brothers and sisters, we have to wash one another's feet.
洗脚了以后，我们知道我们不是还在定睛在这个环境上面。
And after our feet being washed, we know we are not focused on what's happening now.
定睛在我们这个问题怎么解决上面。
We are not focusing on how to solve this problem.
乃是彼此能够帮助我们把我们
It is when we want to focus our eyes on our Lord Jesus.
地上真的没有什么解决的方案。
There is really no resolution in this world.
你今天逃过了这一次的裁员。
Today you escape the layoff this round.
下一次呢？
How about next time?
这次你的病得医治了。
And your illness was healed this time.
下一次呢？
And how about next time?
没有一个能够完全 total solution 完全解决的方案能够帮助我们的生活无忧无虑。
There will never be a perfect solution that can solve all our daily problems.
今天我们只要站在这个地上，
and as long as we stand on this earth today,
我再说，
and I need to say one more time,
我们就跟这个地会连在一起。
And we are connecting to this world. That we are being contaminated.
唯一的方法,
the only possible solution,
最妥当的方法,
the most appropriate solution,
就是回到主的面前,
is to go before our Lord.
这听起来好像不是，这也不是什么方法。
And it doesn't sound like a very, very good solution.
但这实在是唯一的。
But it really is the only way.
我们靠自己不太容易。
And it's not really easy if we depend on ourselves.
特别当我们碰到困难了。
Especially when we face difficulties.
我们很难把我们从这个环境里面，从这个自己能够跑出来。
It's very difficult if we can get out this hardship ourselves.
我们需要弟兄姐妹。 帮我们洗脚，
and we need brothers and sisters to wash our feet.
我们能够把这个沾染除去，
that we can get rid of this contamination.
主说， 然而你们不都是干净的。
The Lord says, though not every one of you is clean.
这里也讲到一个团体，
and it also mentioned a corporate.
刚才我们讲到个人，
that earlier I mentioned individual.
个人在这环境上面，在这个地上，我们所面临到的这些事情。
I individually we see that all these hardships, that all these problems we face.
但团体的也一样。
But how about in the sense of corporate? It's the same as well.
12个使徒里面有个犹大。
12 apostles, there was one Judah.
这边讲得很清楚,
and it says very clear.
所以主要有这个洗脚, 提醒我们,
that the Lord wants to remind us through this process, washing feet.
在洗脚当中, 能够让教会 能够被洁净,
that during this process of washing feet, that the church has be the church needs to be purified.
能够与这个地有分别,
that is going to be a separation between the church and this earth.
这个是不断的,
this is continuous.
主的宝血一次洁净我们,
the Lord blood cleans us once for all.
但是我们在这地上沾染的，这个是一直的。
But on this earth, we've been contaminated on a daily basis.
也是我们在走主的道路这一生所要必须要经历的。
That this is also the through our life, we experience our Lord that we have to go through.
个人如此,
that individual is this way.
团体也是这样,
incorporates the same.
这里不是说我们要抓什么害群之马。
It's not that say we have to pick up this one person that damaged the whole thing.
不是,
no, it's not it.
虽然我们现在是回头看, 我们知道犹大卖主,
although today we look back, we know Judas betrayed the Lord.
但我们要知道主在这个里面主一直有给犹大机会,
but we know through this that Lord always gave chance to Judas.
所以洗脚不是说抓谁最脏,
And in this action, it says it's not pointing out who has the dirtiest feet.
所以讲到团体里面呢，我们最怕的就是挑谁最讨厌，谁最麻烦。
So in a corporate, that we often point out, we often pick out who's the most disgraceful, who's the troublemaker.
不是，主在这里的意思绝对不是这样。Over
here, the Lord didn't say that.
主说你们这个团体是干净的，但不都是干净的。
And the Lord says in this group, although you are clean, but not every one of you.
所以主要他自己要拿着毛巾束腰弯下来替门徒洗脚，他要把这一个团体能够洁净。
So he has to have a towel wrapped around his waist and bow down and wash the group.
我们现在，我们在聚会当中，我们弟兄姐妹在彼此相处当中，
and now in our gatherings between brothers and sisters,
这是很重要的提醒，
it's a very important reminder.
我感谢主，
oh, I thank Lord.
有些弟兄姐妹在属灵上为我洗过脚，
that in the spiritual sense, that brothers and sisters have washed my feet.
有的是用话向我说，
and maybe many of you use the words encourage me.
有的是在祷告里面，
and many of you support me with your prayers.
有些甚至有些话对我说的， 我不一定喜欢听，
and many times maybe the words you said, it wasn't really pleasing to my ears.
但是我知道， 那是在洗我的脚，
but I know that is to wash my feet.
所以在我们在教会的生活里面，
so in our church life,
彼此洗脚不单单让我们更感受到那个彼此相爱的交接，
wash one another's feet not only lets us feel that there's a connection between each one of us,
更可以让在这里的见证，
even more the testimonies here,
讨主的喜悦，
that can please our Lord.
每一个人都会有一些矛盾，
that we all have conflicts.
因为我们都是很自我的，
because we are all very self-centered.
刚才讲到个人是一个很大的麻烦问题，
earlier I mentioned that individually, that this is a big problem.
在团体里面，
and in corporate,
那是更自然会有这些问题。
Naturally, there will be more problems like this happened.
我们愿不愿意
真的是谦卑下来，能够为弟兄姐妹洗脚呢？
Are we willing to humble ourselves to wash our brothers and sisters' feet?
而且我们更愿不愿意也谦卑下来，接受弟兄姐妹洗我们的脚呢？
And are we willing to humble ourselves to that our brothers and sisters to wash our feet?
如果我们真的愿意的话，
If we are really willing,
我们 会是主所喜悦的见证。
And this is a testimony pleased to the Lord.
因为主他已经做了榜样。
Because the Lord already has set an example for us.
我们刚才有读到最后说，那个仆人不能大于主人。
And earlier in verse 16, we mentioned that no servant is greater than his master.
差人也不能大于差他的人。
Nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him.
主为我们做了榜样。
The Lord has set an example for us.
他就是要我们照着这样去做。
But he wanted to do this according to him.
这不是什么深奥的道理。
It's not really a deep teaching.
他说你们既知道这事，若去行，就有福了。
He told us that now you know this, and you will be blessed if you do it.
今天在教会里面为什么有这么多的问题跟困扰？
And how come there are so many confusions and problems in the church today?
为什么有这么多软弱？
And how come there are so many weakness?
因为我们缺少了彼此洗脚。
Because we lack washing one another's feet.
我们缺少真的愿意把自己谦卑下来。
We lack that the humbleness of us that we need to humble ourselves.
我今天回来看到每一位弟兄姐妹，我都觉得蛮开心的。
And today, when I saw each one of our brothers and sisters, I'm very glad.
这是真的，不是在恭维你们。
It is real. It's not. I want to wipe you.
不是你们变得比较可爱。
It's not you becomes more lovable.
因为在外面转了一圈回来，真的觉得还是家中真的蛮可爱的。
Because after a long journey, I truly feel that brothers and sisters in God's church is very lovable.
当然，我也必须承认。有时候我待久了也是会，刚才讲的那现象其实都是我自己有经历我才讲得出来的。
But I have to admit that what I just mentioned earlier was from my own experience.
因为那也是我的软弱。
Because that's also my weakness.
那也是我的肉体。
That's also my flesh.
但是真的我发现其实神所宝贵的，如果我们从神的角度来看，神所宝贵的我们也会宝贵。
But truly, I tell you, what precious to God is precious to us as well.
今天我们都是太看抓住那个有问题的点。
That today we focus too much on that problems.
所以我们就被这些绊住了。
So we've been trapped by this.
在加拉太书第六章有提到说，我们当彼此分担。个人的重担。
In the book of Galatians, in chapter 6, it's told us that we have to carry each other's burdens.
今天为什么我们不能大步往前行呢？
And how come today we cannot just move forward?
因为那个重担啊，把我们给挡住了。
Because this burden put a block in our hearts.
我们要借着彼此洗脚，把这些重担给分掉。
But through this washing feet, that we have to spread these burdens out.
那重担也许就是你跟我自己本身的问题。
And that burden might be yours and my problems.
其实神他最讨厌的一点就是他最不喜悦他的儿女们抱怨。
You know that something God hates the most is He hates us to complain.
他知道我们会软弱。
But he knows that we can be weak.
我们会犯错。
that we will commit mistakes.
但是呢, 靠着主的恩典, 这些都不是问题。
But through His grace, it's really not a problem after all.
但是抱怨是一个心态的问题。
But complaining is an attitude.
那是很糟糕的一个问题。
It is a very serious problem.
我们如果不能把这些除去, 我们的抱怨自然就出来。
If we cannot get rid of this, then the complaints will automatically surface.
所以但愿主真的是借着他自己做的榜样, 再次提醒我们。
And truly, through the example our Lord Jesus said, and He reminded us,
也激励我们,
and also encourages us,
这个不是一个难的道理,
that it is not very difficult teaching.
只是我们愿不愿意的问题。
It is whether if we are willing.
我们愿意放下我们自己, 谦卑下来,
if we are willing to humble ourselves,
我们就会常常经历彼此洗脚, 这样一个实际,
then we will experience this reality of washing one another's feet.
我们在神的眼中, 才可以成为讨, 成为讨他喜悦的一个见证,
and in His eyes, we can become this testimony that pleases to Him.
这样我们这一个身体, 才能够完全,
that our whole body truly we can be washed completely.
但愿他用他的话能够在我们生活当中能够真的有那个功效。
I hope He can use His words in our life to have this function.
我们有点祷告。
And we will have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, I thank you.
我们每一个人都是你重价宝血买赎回来的人。
That each one of us was saved by your heavenly price.
你付上你自己生命的代价。
That you offer yourself as our living sacrifice.
主啊，让我们能够有机会回家。
That we can have this opportunity to come home.
我们真的是感谢你。
That we truly thank you.
我们看到这个地上，千千万万的人， 主啊，都活在那个没有盼望，活在那 那个害怕的光景里面，
that we have seen thousands of people on this earth live in this fear.
随时有疾病， 有灾害， 有刀剑，
that oftentimes there will be illness, there will be disaster, there will be, disastrous events.
并且他们还要面临那个， 哦, 你自己, 哦, 在他们结局的审判，
and they still have to face you, your final judgment before them.
主啊， 我们是何等的人。
Lord, who are we?
主啊，我们被你蒙拯救。
That we were being saved by you.
主啊，你又把我们摆在一起。
That you put each one of us together here.
主啊，你叫我们在这个地上能够成为你的金灯台。
On this earth, we can become your golden lamps.
成为你的见证。
We can become your testimony.
乃是见证耶稣基督是主。
It's to testimony our Lord Jesus is the Lord.
主啊，所以我们在这里向你呼求。
That we cry out to you.
主啊，我们能够配得上这样的见证。
That we can be, we can have this, we can have this testimony.
主啊，所以我们需要你的恩典。
That we truly need your grace.
主啊，你在最后的时间， 主啊，你提醒我们要彼此洗脚。
At the end of days, you remind us we have to wash one another's feet.
哦，主啊，但愿我们能够在你面前，我们真的是能够俯伏下来。
And Lord, before you, we can truly humble ourselves.
因着我们彼此洗脚的缘故，
that because we are able to wash one another's feet.
哦，这个耶稣基督的身体能够真的是成为干净的。
That this body of Jesus Christ can truly be cleaned.
主啊，我们知道实在不容易。
Lord, we know it is not easy.
主啊，因为我们这个人实在是有这么多讨厌的肉体的地方。
Because I know we are full of our fleshness.
主啊，但是我们定睛仰望在你的身上。But
we truly, we focus our eyes on you.
主啊，这不是我的问题，也不是别人的问题。It
is not my problem, it's not other people's problem.
主啊，乃是我们是你手中的工作。That
because we are the work of your hands.
主啊，给我们这样的信心，主啊，你要做成你的工。And
Lord, give us faith and you will work in us.
主啊，只要我们愿意。And
if you are willing.
我们愿意。 让你在你手中成为工作。
I will willing we can become this work in your hands.
哦，主啊，帮助你的教会。
Lord, help your church.
主啊，在这个末世真能是成为你的见证。
at the end of days that we can become your testimony.
好叫我们在这个地上行走不突然。
That in on this earth we can walk without stuttering.
因着如此，主啊，好叫众人，主啊，能够把敬拜爱戴、荣耀归给你。
Lord, because of this, that we can give you our thanksgiving and praises.
主啊，你是我们唯一的盼望。
And Lord, you are our only hope.
在这个末世的时候，真的是我们唯一在这个地上的盼望。
And at the end of days, that you are truly the only hope we have on this earth.
我们感谢你，还给我们机会能够聚集在一起。
And we thank you that you still give this opportunity that we can gather before you.
为着今天这个时间，我们把感谢赞美归给你。
That because of this time, we give our thanks to you.
将感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.